Hey, are you awake?
Psst.
No, not a snake. It's just me. Relax, you're okay. Yeah, it's me. I couldn't sleep in my room. It's kind of cold over there, and I don't know. I just wanted to hang out, I guess. Thanks. There's such a chill inside the resort. In the hallways, rooms, the foyer, but somehow I knew your room would be just fine. Yes, you have all the luck in the world. Hey, I wanted to talk to you more when we went camping earlier, but you know how it is. Our parents still don't seem to know what personal space is. I know, right? Our dads have been friends ever since college. You'd think running different companies would put some distance between them, but no. They're closer than ever. Even our moms have become the best of friends. It's embarrassing, honestly. Was that a yawn just now? I didn't mean to bore you with my rambling. No, don't apologize. It's my fault. You were sleeping when I barged in like that. I'm sorry. Well, if you say it's okay, I guess I can hang in here for a while, but don't mind me, okay? Just drift off to sleep. No, silly, I mean it. I don't want to be responsible for messing up your sleep schedule. I'll just crash on the couch and scroll through Reddit for a while. Take the bed. Being chivalrous, are we? Well, where are you going to sleep then? No, you can't sleep on the couch. I called dibs on it. On the floor? Oh, for God's sake. You're just as stubborn as I remember. Very well. How about I perch on the edge of your bed like this? Look, I'm comfy. Your bed's really warm, and don't worry, I won't fall off. Just go to sleep before I accidentally hit you with a tranquilizer dart, okay? I'd hate to keep you up. Hey, it was totally an accident. I didn't know the thing was loaded and you'd just jump in front of me like that. You really spooked me. Oh, please. We were just kids back then. I heard he said sorry like a million times. Are you ever going to let that one go? Fine, if you claim you find my voice calming, and if that's what it'll take, you can listen to my voice rambling you to sleep. But tell me when you want me to stop talking, all right? Yeah. You're right. That safari trip was nice. That was, what, a decade ago? Wasn't it? I meant to keep in touch, but life just always got in the way, you know? I texted you to know how you were doing, but I didn't know what to say after that. Yesterday I told myself tomorrow, and today I said I'll have time the next day, and then a year was gone. It's okay. I know we kept in touch, but I'd nearly forgotten what you looked like. I had to root around in my drive folder for those old photos one lazy afternoon just to remember. Well, I couldn't exactly ask you to send me your picture. That'd be weird. Uh-huh. Then why did you never ask me for mine? That's what I thought. Now be a good boy and go to sleep. You promised. Maybe this room isn't as warm as I thought. I saw you shivering just now. Do you need more blankets? Well, if you say so, I guess I'll just keep talking then. Hey, thank you for today. I had fun. It was nice sitting around the campfire and roasting marshmallows. And thank you for talking my dad out of making us sing those awful camp songs. He always does that whenever we go somewhere. The lake was cool too. I don't think I've ever seen bluer waters in my life. And thank you for clicking so many photos of me there, by the way. I'll be taking a lot of memories home with me. This trip was fun. I don't know when we'll go out like this again. You live halfway across the country and you have so many worries and responsibilities floating inside your head. And so do I. This trip was fun, but I kind of wish we'd had more time to catch up. I mean, how can you share a decade's worth of experiences with someone over a few days? We'd tell each other everything when we were kids. Growing up, you were the only real friend I had. Hey, do you think two people can remain close even if they don't talk to each other for a long time? Well, I don't know. Your room has a nice view. The lawn outside is deserted. The lights are on, but nobody's there. And everything is quiet. And far away, I can see the forest. I wonder just how deep it goes. I'm unable to sleep sometimes, and so my favorite thing to do then is to watch how the world looks at night. And every once in a while, I don't know, I almost feel like I'm on an alien planet, like right now. The sight's pretty, but it's also lonely. I really wish I had someone to share it with. I wish that someone was you. Did you finally drift off? Yes? No? I can't really tell. I can see you're tired, but maybe you can still understand part of what I'm saying. You look cute like this. You have a cute face. It's very kissable. Oh, sorry. I'm not very good at this. I've never done this before. Confessing to my long-lost crush, I mean, or kissing, but I'm rambling again. You're cute, but also you've changed. You've almost grown into a man. You probably have to shave now and wear ties and watch football games and go hunt wild boars while drinking beer or whatever it is that men do. Oh, sorry. I saw you almost rolling your eyes at that one. I told you, I'm bad at this. But you really have changed. And so wonderfully at that, but I still see that boy I used to know from so long ago when I'm around you. I guess maybe I'll always see you like that in my heart. Shh, it's okay. I'm just getting comfy under your blankets. You did invite me to sleep on your bed after all. Hey. I'm really glad I got to see you again. I've always liked the quiet ones. You're shy and sweet and cute and kind. Oh God, you're so very kind. And I think you might just be the world's greatest body pillow. It just feels right holding you. I wish you were awake for this, but I'm also happy you're not. I wonder how you'd react if you were to wake up now. You'd probably scream and roll over the edge and land on your butt, wouldn't you? I can picture it. That would be kind of funny, not gonna lie. But I don't want you to get hurt, so yeah, I'm glad you're not awake. What? I said you have a kissable face. Is that any way to thank a girl for giving you her first kiss? That was my first. You're my first. Hey, don't snore. I've had multiple guys hitting on me over the years. You should at least be thankful. Hey, can you keep a secret? I think I'm in love with you. I really enjoyed being around you when we were kids. I just didn't know at the time what it was that I really felt. After I moved away and started seeing less and less of you, I got upset. There was this feeling inside me that lingered, refused to go away, like something was missing, something important to me, and I didn't know how to find it. On some nights, when the insomnia was particularly vengeful, I'd just lie there and think of you. When I finally met you again, after so long, all those feelings and memories came rushing back. I was delirious, but I didn't know how to say what I wanted to say. I'm sorry for not trying harder to stay connected. I know you'll just take all the blame on yourself. Please don't. Life may have gotten in the way, but it'll always get in the way. That's no excuse for when you really want to do something. Maybe you'll think this was all a dream when you wake up. Me whispering sweet nothings into your ear, and then I hope you'll see me lying beside you and know the truth. Your heartbeat's relaxing to listen to. It's gentle, like you. I think... I should probably get some sleep as well. I should have locked the door when I came in, but I don't want to get up now. You're far too comfy to hold in my arms. Your parents will probably be disappointed when they walk into your room in the morning. Yes, sleepy, I almost understood you. Yeah, we'll just deal with it when the morning comes. Sweet dreams. I hope the night will last for a while.